Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees.
KB8DXQ, what's known as the Pulsar.
Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Rain. 35 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
KI5DT.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
This is KC8BOA. Do I have any pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night mid-Michigan net? Please call now.
KC8
1TO. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave Bay City, no traffic.
Do we have any other pre-net check-ins? Please call now. KC8BOA.
KD8DAZ, mini, park, no traffic.
Are there any other pre-net check-ins? Please call now. KCBOA. Okay, we'll stand by here for a few minutes and get the net started.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
Good evening. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KCBOA, and I am located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 14724 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net. It is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on EchoLink at KADAC-R. When checking in this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. So for the pre-net, the following stations need not check in. KCYVF, KE8PCQ, and KD8PAZ. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. Please call now. KC8BOA. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations, please call now. KC8BOA. At this time, I'll take regular check-ins. Please call now. KC8BOA.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, Jeff in Oakley, KC8.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank, Middle Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KF8, EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Okay, I need to back up one clarification. Jeff, can you repeat your call sign, please?
K8KCI, Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India.
Thank you, Jeff. Not hearing your station, we'll go to the top of the list. So we go to KCYVF with KE8PCQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron, KC8BOA.
Good evening, Rick. Everyone on the net tonight, you'll have to excuse me. I have a case of laryngitis and don't have much of a voice tonight, but I will try to do my best Unfortunately, I came down to the shack here a little early, and I turned on my HF rig, and I hear all these stations, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And I happen to look at my ARRL calendar and totally forgot all about November sweepstakes this weekend. So it's a little late now to do any check-ins. I wouldn't do myself or the other stations much good, turn in one or two contacts. So I'm kind of bummed at that, but unfortunately I had a full slate of projects this weekend. Yesterday I headed out to Frankenmuth in the morning to my mother-in-law's old house to clean the gutters out and clean up the lawn and other things, so I spent a couple hours out there. And then I came back to my house and did the same thing here, put about 20 bags of leaves out at the curb tonight. So I had a lot to do. My wife went around and cleaned up her hostas and other plants around, so still got probably want next weekend, if it doesn't snow, rain, or whatever, to try and pick up the remaining few that we have. But I got most of that done. Today I had to get some things in the morning done. I also did manage at least to get the Christmas lights up around the top of my house while it was fairly warm and dry. So I did get that done. I can do the lower part at any time. Usually I do those over Thanksgiving weekend. So I got that. And then this afternoon, let me break. This afternoon I headed out to my daughter and son-in-law's house to help with them to put up continue work on the pole barn. So this old guy's not real good at climbing up beams anymore and nailing in headers and cross supports and things like that, but I did manage to do a few. Got some things cut and got some things nailed in place. Luckily, I let him use my framing nailer, so we're not swinging a hammer. We're just using the air nailer to put everything up with. So now it actually looks like something. So all the posts are up, all the sides are up. As far as the framing is up, all the headers are now up. They got a couple of cross pieces yet to finish up, hopefully for next weekend. And the trusses are waiting. It's just to get those up into place then. So still trying to do this. We'll be out there this winter getting those, trying to get at least the trusses up and in place. So about as far as we're going to get this year. No roof or anything on it or sides or anything. It's just not enough time. So that's what I got for you, Rick. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Thank you, Ron. Next we'll go to KE8PCQ with TD8PAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Well, Ron, a little advice, get some Verner's ginger ale and maybe you can pull some of that crud off the vocal cords. Friday, I got on the TGIF network, and I usually do, and gee, things didn't work quite right. And I thought, well, it could be that I got corrupted. Not only did the little computer get corrupted, so did my SD card. So that's going to be a major effort to reflash and reset, and I'm just going to work on my Morse code, I guess, and put that aside for a while. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to that.
Thank you there, Dave. Sorry about that. Yeah, not fun. Not fun. I'm having computer issues myself. I've got a Windows 11 machine that's having problems connecting to the internet, even though I can see the network and everything else. It just does not want to connect, and looked at it, different things, check firewalls, etc., and it still does not want to connect. I got a Windows 10, did the same thing at the same time, and both of them ended up with Microsoft Copilot loaded on, and I have a feeling that it could have something to do with it. Not sure about that, but I have my suspicions. They had recently got an update, and everything is goofed up. So, not fun. Okay, next we'll go to KD8PAZ with K KA-KCI on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Minnie. KCA VOA.
Well, good evening, KCA VOA. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. Had a good weekend. Went to Fort Wayne yesterday. Had a good time there. Left here about 6:30 in the morning and got back here a little after 4 in the afternoon. And we stopped for breakfast in Coldwater. And then we went to Angola and had lunch. And I bought myself a T-shirt in Angola at the donut shop. It's called Tom's Donuts. And they're the donut capital of the world in Angola. So we bought some donuts there and then came home, but we had a good time. My granddaughter and my daughter took me, so, but we had a real good time. It was, and other than that, today I haven't done anything. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie. It's good you had a good time down in Fort Wayne. Next, we'll go to KCA-KCI. Jeff, pick it up with NAKPR on standby.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, Rick. We appreciate it. Well, welcome to Sunday night. Sure, everybody's been waiting for Landman to show up on a new series with you out there, so we've been doing that. But other than that, the weekend's been pretty much... sitting in the deer blind, enjoying the outdoors and resting. Had my HD out there and talked to a few people while I was hunting, because, you know, it's called hunting when you're retired. So it's however you got to do it or want to do it. But today we had a pretty good conversation on the 3:30 computer, and got to talk to some guys that I usually talk to on 10 meters. But other than that, just talking on the new Icon 2300H I got from the club, so we appreciate it, guys. I hope it sounds good. It's on my quad six-element beam up on the roof here, so gee, probably not as good as the vertical I have been using, but anyway. Sounds good. Other than that, get ready for Friday, and hope to see you guys out there. Looks like about 5:30, we should be showing up at the zoo, I believe it is. If not, please correct me. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, back to that control.
Thank you there, Jeff. Next we'll go to NAKPR with KFEDQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Bob, KCVOA.
Good evening, Rick. Everybody else on the net? Not a very productive day. Went to church this morning and they had donuts after mass, so I had to get me one of them, donut and coffee. And, I started getting the leaves out of the youth crop yesterday. I did part of the front of the house, then I went to the back of the house, which is the west side of the house, and the way the wind was blowing, I try and blow them out of there, and they just blow up on top of the roof, and I'm thinking they're just going to end up back in the eave crop. So I stopped. And I was going to do it today, but the wind was windy again from the west, southwest, but it was still going to blow them on top of the roof. So I says, well, let's wait another day and get to it then. I got to give me some gutter guards. I'm getting too old to be climbing up and down ladders. I'm almost 70 years old. I probably shouldn't be doing that as much as I do, but I don't seem to have any ill effects from it. You know, I'm not shaky or anything, so I keep doing it. But gutter guards are in my future, I can tell that. My wife says if I don't get them, she's going to order them or have it done. And so this afternoon when we had picked up a gray blanket yesterday, Friday, Saturday, and we went and put it on my wife's parents' graves, my in-law's graves. And so we did that, but other than that, not very much going on. Oh, I made some homemade pizza today on a pizza. I got a LP gas pizza oven. Made a couple pizzas on that. That was pretty good. But that's about it for this round. Back to MEKAPR.
Thank you, Bob. Next, we'll go to KF8EDQ, and then we'll do a standby to see if any other stations would like to join. Go ahead and pick it up there, Mike, KC8BOA.
Thank you, KC8BOA, for doing the net tonight. This last week wasn't too bad. I did work hard, as usual, but I can tell things are starting to calm down for the end of the year. There's always a big push at the beginning and end of every quarter, but things are starting to calm down a little bit. I took Ducky up to Bay City on Thursday and visited people as usual. This weekend I walked dogs as usual. So other than the regular news, I've been working on my All-Star node, trying to get it. I don't know why I don't need another Pi Star node, but I'm trying to get Pi Star to run on top of All Star, which is proving to be more difficult than I would like. I've pretty much been doing it like all day yesterday, not all day yesterday, but like yesterday afternoon and all day today. So the amount of things that I've gone through is eye-watering. So. Between running Pi Star and Docker and compiling Go and setting up my All-Star node to automatically back up its configurations to Google Cloud, it is a little bit more involved than I would have liked it to, but it's fun to figure it all out, so that's what I'm doing. Yeah, with that, I'll pass it back to Nat. This is KF8EDQ.
Very good, Mike. Yeah, those little projects can have you pulling your hair out, wondering why it's not working and why it works 1 minute and not the next. That's for sure. Do we have any stations that would like to check in to the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8BOA. Okay, KE8AZN, go ahead and pick it up, KC8BOA. Ignition module for it, and it was supposed to have been here yesterday, and it didn't show up. Well, it says delayed today. And so go check it out, find out where it's at today, and all of a sudden it says canceled. No other notification, they just canceled it. And it's like, oh, I wanted to get that done before the temperatures turn cold. Looks like we're having a cold snap come up this week. And I wanted to get them blown out. I don't want to freeze into the gutters. So I'm fighting that time constraint. And I've been printing my fair share of the Grinch and Max Christmas ornaments. And I've been printing a whole bunch of them. So once I burn this spool out of filament, I'm done. So with that, we're going to go back to KC8YVF with KE8PCQ on standby. KC8BOA.
Good evening again, Rick, everyone on the net. You guys are talking about leaves. I had a friend of mine post something up on Facebook yesterday that him and two other people, his relatives, wife, brother, whoever, anyhow, three of them bagged 85 bags of leaves just from the front yard. So I don't know how many trees he's got in the backyard, but he said they bagged 85 bags of leaves yesterday. So I'm down to just two trees, one maple tree and a pine tree. So, and then dealing with my neighbor's tree next door that comes down. And luckily, that's pretty much, I was going to say, 99% down on the ground. There's a few leaves left, but that wind and weather during the center part of the week brought the rest of it down, along with the snow at the beginning. So that was good. I'm pretty well cleaned up. Like I said, I'll do one more round, hopefully this weekend, and then get the battery out of the lawn tractor. So let me break. Things coming up. This coming Friday is a holiday in the heart of the city down at the Children's Zoo. So it's our annual Santagram thing that we do. We have a friend of ours that comes up from Illinois to do the old old telegraph, and sends it up to a friend of his up in Fairbanks. So we're looking forward to that. Right now the weather temperature-wise is saying, National Weather Service is saying 50 degrees, but the officer are saying rain likely. So that would not be good. If it is raining, that would really put a kibosh on the festivities that would be going on down there. So hopefully that gets changed by the end of the week here. I do have Friday off from work, and matter of fact, I have every Friday now until the end of the year off from work, so that's a good thing. I typically, whatever vacation time I have left over, if I haven't used it for something else, I'll take those Fridays off between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I just had enough that I could take the week Friday before. So 73s to everyone. Talk to you later, KC8YVF, back to that.
Thank you, Ron, and hopefully you're feeling better. KE8PCQ, Dave, you're up with KD8PAZ on standby.
KC8POA in the group. Well, thanks for doing the net. I believe I'm on next week. And everybody have a good week. Hopefully I can get this stuff figured out here and work up from there. So 73 to everybody, and KE8PCQ will be clear.
Okay, thank you there, Dave. Minnie, you're up with Jeff to follow. Go ahead and pick it up, Minnie. KC8BOA.
Well, good evening again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ, and Ron, just gargle with some warm salt water, and like Bob said, or Dave, whoever, it said ginger ale, warm it up in the microwave, and drink that, and that'll kind of help you with your sore throat and laryngitis. But other than that, not much. The grandsons, they come down and put my antenna back up for me, so that's back up, and they fixed the other one also, so both of them are taken care of. So I was very thankful that they come down and done it for me. This is KDA-PAZ back to KCA-VOA.
Thank you, everybody. Next, we'll go to KKCI. Jeff, go ahead and pick it up with N18PR to follow. KCA-VOA.
Thank you very much. So everything's leaves, yeah, they pretty much blew off. I've been hitting them all week here as soon as it dried up. And unfortunately, I have better ways to deal with them. We're in the woods. I put them in a big pile and take the backhoe and take them out, spread them all over my fields because they're fertilizer. So that's the easiest way to do it. And cost three potash. But other than that, we're just gonna haul some more wood in tomorrow and keep that fire rolling. But yep, hopefully we don't get no rain on Friday, and it sounds like good temperature anyway. So I got a few more strands of coax I need to replace and put up and tape up. Other than that, I got a balm coming in that I need to put on one of my offsets for the center guide pole. So other than that, they just pretty busy. So look forward to hearing everybody tomorrow. So this is KTCI. We'll be clear and back to you guys.
Thank you, Jeff. I should go to NAKPR with KF8EDQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Bob, KC8VOA.
Well, nothing really more to add. I got to grab the right mic. nothing else to add. So I'll talk to you all again tomorrow night. And everybody have a good night. And talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for doing that, Rick. Back to net control, NAKPR.
Okay, thank you there, Bob. And you have a good night as well. Next, we go to KFAEDQ, Mike, with KE8AZN on standby, KC8VOA.
Yeah, thanks again for doing the net. I don't really have anything to add. So I'll pass it right back after I'll say 7-3, and everybody take care. It's good to hear everybody in there. So take care. We'll talk again tomorrow. This is KFA-EDQ. Back to that.
Thank you there, Mike. Next we'll go to KE8AZN. Go ahead and pick it up there, and then we'll do a break to see if there's any other stations we'd like to check in. KC8VOA.
KC8YVF.
KC8YVF.
reminder, the Lions play tonight on Sunday Night Football. They're against the East leading Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. It's supposed to start a little after 8 o'clock. So that's all I got. 73, everyone, KCAYZF.
Okay, thanks for that information. Appreciate that. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins at this time. The Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KCBOA. The net is now closed. Time is 7:32, and the repeater is returned back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. KCBOA.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, clear, 36 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees.